Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A new report says Illinois' budget outlook is a mixed bag. Tony Arnold has this report.
The Civic Federation is a Chicago group that spends its time analyzing government budgets. Its report out today breaks down the latest Illinois budget, which was approved earlier this year. And for every bit of good news, there's also some bad. So even though the state's backlog of bills is going down, the Civic Federation's Lawrence Missal says Illinois still owes more than $7 billion.
That's not a good number for anybody who is owed payment by the state of Illinois.
Missal also offers praise to legislators for making Medicaid cuts, but criticizes them for not dealing with the ever-growing, continually underfunded pension system.
Until that is resolved, there is no way to look at any other priorities of state government.
Legislative leaders say they won't deal with the pensions issue until after the November election. I'm Tony Arnold.
Prescribing drugs has traditionally been something only doctors could do, but a group of psychologists wants Illinois law changed to let them prescribe drugs for their patients. Brian Mackey has this report.
There are only two states that allow psychologists to prescribe drugs, Louisiana and New Mexico. Elaine Levine.
I'm prescribing psychologist 0001 in New Mexico.
She was in Illinois last week speaking with psychologists about her experience. The Illinois Psychological Association is planning a push to get the law changed next year. Levine says patients with mental health problems have long had a hard time getting help in her home state.
The psychiatrists we have are spread very thin.
She says letting psychologists prescribe has increased access to care. Getting the prescribing license would require a master's degree, but psychiatrists like Dr. Lisa Roan say that's not enough training. She says lots of diseases masquerade as mental health problems.
Part of the job that we have to do is really trying to rule out that someone's fatigue is really depression and not low thyroid or anemia.
Roan says psychologists interested in prescribing drugs already have an option. Go to medical school. I'm Brian Mackey.
The city of Chicago has big plans for the walkway along the Chicago River. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office today announced plans to complete the Chicago Riverwalk so that it will run continuously from the lakefront to the heart of downtown. The city hopes to make the walkway along the river's main branch into a recreational amenity. Mayor Emanuel calls the Chicago River the city's second shoreline, and he says it plays a critical role in Chicago's history and the quality of life for Chicagoans. Emanuel says he's charged the Chicago Department of Transportation with finding creative ways to finance construction of the last six blocks of the walkway. The department is seeking federal funding. Negotiations continue today to resolve a teacher's strike in the Chicago suburb of Evergreen Park. Weekend talks failed to produce an agreement. The strike has left about 1,800 students out of class since last Tuesday. District 124 includes four elementary schools and one junior high school. About 150 teachers and 60 support staff walked off the job after negotiators could not reach agreement on pay and benefits. The Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra is canceling a fifth week of concerts as contract negotiations with the musicians' union remain deadlocked. The orchestra's management locked out its some 80 musicians in early September after the previous contract expired. Orchestra officials announced late Sunday that concerts scheduled for Friday and Saturday were being called off. The two sides are split over a push by management to cut salaries and shorten the symphony's current year-round schedule because of shortfalls in private donations and other revenue. The latest proposal would cut bass musicians' pay by about one-third to $53,000 a year. A nonprofit group has secured funding to build a housing complex for seniors in the Champaign County town of St. Joseph. The Abbey Field Society of St. Joseph, affiliated with the British charity Abbey Field, has secured a $1.4 million loan from Barclays Bank of England to break ground this month. Completion is slated for early next summer. When that happens, Abbey Field will have its first U.S. location to go with other Abbey Field houses in Great Britain, Canada, and other countries. Abbey Field Society of St. Joseph Chair Susan Frobisch says the home is meant for relatively healthy people and couples who still want to maintain some independence but can remain active in the community as well.
And the big picture is to do lots of these in different areas. So St. Joe has theirs. You don't have to be from St. Joe, but the idea is you're not leaving your hometown. Or if it's a bigger city like Champaign-Urbana, you might have more than one in different neighborhoods. So you're still amongst family and friends. You're not leaving the neighborhood that you love living in.
Abbey Field House in St. Joseph will consist of 10 suites or apartments with guest rooms. A couple of the units have already been claimed. The University of Illinois is planning a big celebration for one of its most recognized scientists, Nick Holniak Jr. Holniak will be honored tomorrow to mark the 50th anniversary of his invention of the first practical light-emitting diode, or LED. The 83-year-old researcher's discovery led to a host of developments, from digital clocks to the lasers that make CD players possible to fiber-optic communication networks. A Central Illinois man has won top prize for his green chili at an international championship cook-off. Bob Hall of Taylorville was crowned a world champion at the International Chili Society signature event yesterday in West Virginia. He was among dozens of winners in categories like red chili and salsa. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals play host to the Washington Nationals in Game 2 of the National League Division Series this afternoon. The Cards lost the first game in the best-of-five series 3-2 yesterday. The Nationals won 98 regular season games. That's 10 more than St. Louis. First pitch is at 3:30. Jaime Garcia will start for the Redbirds. The Nats will go with Jordan Zimmermann. And Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs have been the Chicago Bears teammates. They've been teammates on that team for a decade. If they weren't forever linked before, they certainly are now. Tillman and Briggs made NFL history yesterday by becoming the first teammates to return interceptions for touchdowns in consecutive weeks. Tillman's score was pivotal in a 41-3 victory at Jacksonville that improved the Bears' record to 4-1 heading into the team's bye week. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.